For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Athens Little League Report, which is brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beechwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also, the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk on My Mind. As we bring in Bill Overend for today's Athens Little League Report. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
And Bill, you got to turn your radio down there, my man. The old, please turn her down. All right.
Well, the radio's off. I was trying something different on the phone here. But
yeah, sounds like you're trying to.
How about now?
That is much better. Much, much, much better. Yeah. While we got things at least in hand right now, let's just go ahead and let you get going on the Athens Little League Report. Here's our man, Bill Overend.
All right. Well, Henry David Thoreau once said.
Yes!
Henry David Thoreau once reflected in his journal on an April day with games of baseball being played over beyond the hills in the russet fields towards Sleepy Hollow, where the snow was just melted and dried up. Well, it's May in Georgia, but there was still a chill in the air at Holland Park last night, but you wouldn't know it from the heated baseball action on the field. AKO Signs defeated Tom Ellis Construction by a score of 6-5 in the defensive field ball game. Tristan Campbell, Lemuel Wynn, Troy Rucker, and Tyler Shakespeare had fantastic defensive games, while Walker Gray and Tayshawn Richardson ran the bases like professionals. The Tom Ellis Construction team played a great defensive game as well, which kept the contest close all damn long. In AAA action, First American defeated Hayward Allen 20-9. First American had great pitching from Kunwo Park and shut him down J.B. Rogers. First American was led at the plate by Reed the Rifle Jackson, Camp Kinsler, Lan Johnson, Kai Hernandez, and Jalen Big Poppy Clark. Kunwo Park continued his hot hitting for First American with a double and a triple and four RBIs. Hayward Allen had big hits from Benjamin the Bomber Daniels, Slammin' Sammy Williams, Landry Davis, Jackalack Williams, and Justin Big Dog Crawford. With the win, First American improves their record to 7-4 on the year. All right, Major League action last night. State Bank came out strong with hot bats and strong pitching in the first game of the night. Coming over Hawthorne Drugs. Miles Cass threw 4 1/3 innings and recorded 6 strikeouts while his defense helped keep Hawthorne at bay. State Bank led 3-0 until Hawthorne rallied back in the fourth, scoring 4 runs. But State Bank came right back at him and the 4 in the fifth to retake the lead and never look back. State Bank was led at the plate by Harry Davis, Adam Lefkowitz, Patrick Howe, and Sam Gilley, who all went 3-for-4. Hawthorne so solid at bats by Charlie Hutton and Andrew Sussman. Final score, State Bank 11, Hawthorne 6. Next up, Law & Order versus Synovus. Law & Order held on to a razor-thin lead and closed out second-place Synovus last night 7-6 with some amazing defense in the last inning. They left the bases loaded with the tying run on third base. I watched some of this game with sort of bated breath, and it was a close one right to the edge. Law & Order was led at the plate by Mike Campbell, Brad DeMint, and Big Luke, who had a huge two-strike RBI double to hold on to the lead. Synovus was led offensively by Hunter Stonecipher and George Chisholm. Stonecipher went 3-for-3. Chisholm went 2-for-3. And defensively, they had some outstanding pitching from Spencer Fry. Now, overall, a great game by both teams. Final game of the night, Chase Park and Northeast Sales. I guess Barbie called in last week and talked to you guys because it sounds like he was waxing poetic about the tale of these two teams and the history of the classic games between Northeast Sales and Chase Park and his legendary nemesis, Jeb Bradbury. I'm assuming that was part of the conversation. Well, it was another classic Northeast Sales-Chase Park game last night. Chase Park jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the first with hits by our first three batters. Boone Presnell singled, Walter Heckenberg tripled, and then scored on Tayo Watanabe's base hit. But Northeast Sales countered when their first three hitters did the same thing. Jonathan Ransom and Om Patel singled, Peyton Talmadge doubled, and were tied at 2. Chase Park picked up 2 more in the third on a rally sparked by a Reese Walton base hit and added one more in the fifth when Malone Overend singled in Charlie Chuck D. Doster. That lasted about 5 minutes, though, as Northeast Sales came roaring back with three runs in the bottom of the inning to tie it at five, with a beautiful bunt laid down by Ricky Chastain as the key hit. In the sixth, guess what? Each team's leadoff man, that'd be Chase Parks, Presnell, and Northeast Sales Ransom, got hits and came around to score. Tie game 6-6, and we're in extra innings, and it's getting cold out there. Chase Parks, Lucas Stutz led off the seventh with a base hit and scored on a seeing eye single to right field by Overend. Northeast Sales' Cash Cowart beat out an infield hit in the seventh, but Watanabe was able to induce a grounder to Charlie Walton at second base, who made the play to preserve the razor-thin lead and the win for Chase Park. For Chase Park, Malone Overend was 2-for-3 at the plate, two RBIs, and some really excellent defense, if I do say so myself, behind the plate at catcher all night. Kyle Watanabe was the winning pitcher in relief, 5 1/3 innings, only one error. For Northeast Sales, Peyton Talmadge went 3-for-4 with two doubles. Jonathan Ransom, 2-for-4 with two runs. And he really pitched a great game last night, Ransom did. And Om Patel went 2-for-4 for Northeast Sales as well. So that was a tight one, a long one, and a bit cold out there, but we're looking forward to warmer weather later in the week. Gentlemen, that is the Little League Report for Tuesday morning.
Bill, great job, and you made Sam's day by dropping some Thoreau on him.
Love
too. He appreciates
not
that.
Not only Thoreau, but baseball-related Thoreau.
There you go.
That is deep cut right there, no doubt about it.
We can only wait to see what you have for us next week.
Well, now I'm going to have to get to work trying to top that.
Exactly. Thanks so much, Bill. We appreciate it.
Y'all have a great week, guys.
Thanks. All right. That's Bill Overend with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beechwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens, also the George Dairy Farmers. Hey, what's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk on My Mind.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.